The Lunar New Year is supposed to be a time of joy across Asian cultures to welcome prosperity and good luck. But it's getting off to a somber start this year after a mass shooting over the weekend in Monterey Park, California. A gunman killed at least 10 people and injured at least 10 others during a celebration at a ballroom dance hall. Investigators say the motive is unclear and that the gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The shooting is now having ripple effects across the country. Event organizers in some cities are cancelling Lunar New Year events, or they're beefing up security as a precaution. Joining us now is Josie Huang, who reports on Asian American communities in Southern California for KPCC. Josie, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Deepa.
First, what else do we know about what happened?
Well, this morning, we are starting to learn who some of the victims are. In LA, the county coroner's office has identified two of the 10 people who were killed. One of them is named Mi Nan, who was 65, and Lillian Lee, who was 63. They're waiting to release the names of the eight other people after they notify their families. And Deepa, you may notice those ages, 65 and 63. Mm-hmm. It's understood that all the victims were ages 50 and up. The ballroom dance studio where this all happened attracts a lot of older Asian immigrants. And I imagine many of those were the folks who were in the ballroom dance studio when the gunman opened fire.
It just must be absolutely devastating for the community. You've been out there, Josie, in Monterey Park, which is a predominantly Asian American city in Los Angeles County. How are they processing the Lunar New Year being marred by such a tragedy?
I think shock and fear were the initial reactions of the people I talked to. And things, as you were pointing out, feel very heavy because of the timing of the attack on the eve of Lunar New Year. And that's when people were celebrating downtown in Monterey Park the night of the shooting, actually not far from the ballroom where the shooter attacked, maybe just blocks away. And as you were saying, Lunar New Year is a big deal in Asia, of course, but it's also really big amongst the Asian American diaspora, especially in a place like Monterey Park, which is two-thirds Asian, and the majority of that population is made up of immigrants. And one person I talked to was a Chinese immigrant named Hong Liu, and she had come downtown to Monterey Park early Sunday morning to go grocery shopping. I met her as she was seeing all the police vehicles and news crews swarming an area that's really usually a quiet place in the morning on a Sunday. And this is what she told me. So to paraphrase, she said she didn't know that something as serious as a manhunt was going on. And now that she knew, she was going to go home right away because it felt so scary to her.
Yeah, I mean, I just can only imagine what the community is feeling. I wonder, though, what else you're hearing in light of all of this about what will happen in neighboring communities, because Los Angeles County has a lot of Asian American residents.
That's right. Monterey Park does have one of the biggest Lunar New Year festivals in California, actually in the country, right? Because of the large Asian American population here, there's a lot of celebrations. But there are some other big ones coming up in neighboring Alhambra and in LA's Chinatown. And as of now, neither has been canceled. I think the story might have been very different, though, had a suspect not been identified.
I wonder if you can, Josie, just tell us, how you're feeling. You're the mother of young Asian American children. You were probably gearing up to celebrate the holiday too, and you were dispatched to cover this story early. I imagine this is hitting home pretty close for you as well.
Yeah, I actually was just in LA's Chinatown a couple of days ago getting my 7-year-old daughter Ramona, a new dress for Lunar New Year because she's growing so fast and I couldn't squeeze her into last year's dress. And I'll tell you, when I first heard about the shooting early Sunday morning, And that how it happened on Lunar New Year Eve, my reaction was that I teared up because I didn't know what I was going to tell my kids who are getting so excited about celebrating. And I've just been reporting, nonstop since the shooting. So I haven't really had a chance to discuss with them what happened. And I'm still processing what I will tell them and how much to tell them at this point.
Well, I'm sure this is also rippling back throughout Asia as well. So many close ties from Southern California back to the continent. Josie Huang reports on Asian American communities for KPCC. Josie, thank you and take care.
Thank you, Deepa.